The Magnetic Fields is the band created by the songwriter, singer, and multi-instrumentalist Stephen Merritt, and a shifting group of collaborators that includes Daniel Handler, the author of the Lemony Snicket books. The new Magnetic Fields album is called Realism, and rock critic Ken Tucker says its music may sound whimsical, but it lives up to its title.
Stephen Merritt is the master of the cutting understatement, as well as the elegant overstatement. He's highly prolific, at least 17 albums under various group names since 1991, one of them the collection of 69 love songs entitled 69 Love Songs. His vocals tend toward the deadpan tuneless, but he writes lovely melodies with a sting. Take this oh-so-pleasant-sounding composition called You Must Be Out of Your Mind. Listen beneath the pleasant acoustic instruments to hear a tartly sarcastic, gravely judgmental song.
You think I'll run, not walk to you. Why would I want to talk to you? I want you crawling back to me.
To compare a hope for reconciliation to, quote, an appendectomy sans anesthesia, and to assert a bit later in that song, I no longer drink enough to think you're witty, well, we can see the sort of realism Stephen Merritt is going for on this album, Realism. In another song, Seduced and Abandoned, Merritt assumes the guise of a woman who has been left with her newborn child by a dastardly cad, and she meditates morosely on her future.
Seduced and abandoned, and baby mixed too. Baby abandoned by you. Seduced and abandoned, and what can I do? I think I might drink a few. Seduced with a grin, I was taken all in, taken in sin and in shame. Seduced by a smile, I walked down the aisle, then waited a while, no one came.
This album is meant to be a contrasting companion piece to the Magnetic Fields' previous release, Distortion. That album exploded with fierce, squalling guitar feedback in which Merritt's vocals came off like menacing growls, and once again sang lyrics that were frequently at ironic odds with the music. He's gone in the opposite direction on Realism. Nothing could be further from Distortion's jangling power chords than the toy piano of The Doll's Tea Party.
At the Doll's Tea Party we fritter away the long afternoon of a warm summer day, with extended pinkies and pink cloisonne, cups and saucers and pots and a liberty tray. That's why we take our tea at the Doll's Tea Party. At the Doll's Tea Party, we twitter along.
The Doll's Tea Party, with a lead vocal by Claudia Gonson, is one of the few pop songs in this new decade that uses the word Twitter in something other than its social networking sense. The dolls twitter merrily, making what seems like innocuous conversation. Merritt can be cutesy and cloying. That song certainly comes close. But then he comes up with the perfect use of his broad taste and essentially bohemian worldview in a song such as this rousing musical manifesto called the Dada Polka.
Breathe all the earth when you dance, dance the Dada Polka. Life is only a dream. When in the mood for romance, dance the Dada Polka. Be as good as you seem. Gyrate like a gyroscope, collide like a kaleidoscope, freeze.
Do something, anything, Stephen Merritt sings here. Do something true. Certainly Merritt follows his own advice. He said that he likes short songs. Quote, I don't go for big statements in general. Sometimes, however, small gestures, small creations, when gathered together, combine to form a statement bigger than their creator may have intended. Or in the case of Merritt, a self-conscious artist in the best sense, he knows that the accretion of detail over the course of these 13 songs has resulted in a realism that is vivid, hard-headed, and never half-hearted. He does something true.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new album by the Magnetic Fields called Realism.
In summer when the moon is full, the wolf boy is adorable, adorable. Those reserved birds that sound.